Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com or www.voazimbabwe.com.
Among our top stories this evening,
Unity government principals today ordered Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa to withdraw his application seeking an extension of the election date from July 31st to August 14th without consulting Unity government partners.
The affidavit that Chinamasa was supposed to bring to the court and the defense that Mugabe was supposed to make to the court, the kind of request, the kind of condonation that they wanted to get from the Supreme Court was supposed to be a position of the three parties.
The Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions says the government should announce special off days to allow workers time to register as voters in time for this year's elections.
Accompanying that cooperation that we've seen is the aspect that it is taking too long for one to register. So we have received reports of people spending almost 3 hours in long queues. In the more extreme cases, almost 8 hours in long queues.
And the African Union dispatches a 10-member observer mission to Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming harmonized elections.
Government principals met at State House today and ordered Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa to withdraw his application seeking an extension of the election date to August 14th from July 31st. The meeting followed complaints by the two MDC formations in the coalition government that Mr. Chinamasa had acted outside the directive of the Southern African Development Community. Correspondent Thomas Cheripasi has more details from Harare.
President Robert Mugabe, Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai, and leader of the smaller MDC formation, Industry Minister Washman Ncube, met at State House today, where the three leaders agreed that Justice Minister Patrick Chinamasa withdraws his application filed in the Constitutional Court yesterday, seeking a postponement of the July 31 elections to the 14th of August. Prior to a summit of leaders of the Southern African Development Community held Saturday in the Mozambican capital Maputo, Mr. Mugabe had announced July 31st as the date of national elections and fast-tracked electoral amendments into law using his presidential powers to bypass parliament. The regional bloc urged Harare's unity government parties to immediately undertake measures that would create a conducive environment for the holding of credible polls. The summit also called on the coalition partners to seek the Constitutional Court's approval to delay the elections and implement key democratic reforms to pave way for free and fair elections. However, on the directive of the president, Minister Chinamasa went ahead to file the application without consulting Mr. Mugabe's governing partners. Following today's meeting of the unity government principals, Prime Minister Tsvangirai's spokesperson, Luke Tamborinyoka, told Studio 7 that the three leaders ordered Chinamasa to withdraw the application pending consultations of all parties.
They agreed that Minister Chinamasa will sit down with Minister Biti and Professor Osman Ncube and craft an application by consensus, which will reflect the position of government in its inclusive nature and serve before the court. What it basically means is that application will replace whatever paper was written purportedly on behalf of government. Was this an inclusive government for various political parties? That is why these three people will have to sit down and craft a consensus document, which will go before the court. And that will be the position of government.
MDCT spokesperson Douglas Monzora said Chinamasa crafted his application in such a way that the Constitutional Court would dismiss the application to force an election on July 31, a day that President Mugabe had proclaimed before the SADC summit.
The minister didn't give us any indication that he was going to file this application and that he had filed. He did not consult. This is despite that the MDC has many lawyers who are in cabinet, we include Minister Biti. But what Minister Chinamasa has done is to file an application that is destined to fail. He has filed an application that is shoddy, that is incompetent, and that he knows that no reasonable court may grant.
Political analyst Pedzai Ruanya, director of the Zimbabwe Democracy Institute, a local think tank, said Mr. Mugabe's behavior to unilaterally file papers in the Constitutional Court outside the SADC directive was demeaning the regional bloc and the president's coalition partners.
The court application by Chinamasa with his principal, President Robert Mugabe, was in violation of the SADC communique. What they have done was to go with a very weak and poorly crafted request that the Supreme Court would have automatically rejected and make sure that ZANU-PF's agenda of having the elections on 31 July without complying with the constitutional provisions vis-à-vis the holding of elections would prevail.
SADC urged the unity government to implement media reforms and to ensure the rule of law prevails in the country to create a level playing field ahead of the elections. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.